So in this hat, I am representing today what's called the Southside Arts and Agriculture Center. And that's essentially a community collaborative that consists of Green Opportunities, Bountiful City, Hood Huggers, the Residents Council of Asheville Housing, and this intergenerational collaborative of a cohort, rather, of community residents. And so in that group of individuals, I'm working as the project leader, the project manager for this Arts and Agriculture Initiative. And I helped to coordinate this event as sort of the kickoff of a much larger campaign that we're looking to do within the community. So, yeah.
Tell me more about this campaign. What are you building up to?
Okay, so the Southside community in Asheville is a historic Black neighborhood that has a very, very rich history that has not been really amplified in the way that other communities have in the Asheville area. At this particular moment, it's really being challenged equally by high levels of gentrification and poverty. Some of the worst statistics, if you're into that stuff, you can find in terms of low levels of high levels of unemployment and poor health. So the initiative is really to bring back a sense of pride and power to the community by leveraging and understanding the history of that community, and then channeling that that community history into a movement for economic mobility, job training, food sustainability, arts and culture activities that lead to a more healthy community. So Southside Rising is the sort of the beginning of that campaign, which involves work in the garden as well as the renovation of the auditorium.
Excellent. So what is happening this Saturday?
Okay, so on Saturday, we've got a lot of stuff going down. There's going to be we have a pavilion in the garden that's going to be a performance space. And so we will have we'll have an African drumming session out there. We'll have a libation ceremony. And then we'll have a community walking tour. We're going to have some arts and crafts activities going on in the garden where people will be able to make garlic bundles and different types of herbs and spices. There'll be a DJ there. We'll have lots of performances by lots of local musicians, ranging from Jonathan Santos to Lyric. We're going to also have an interactive community development session called the Justice First Design Chain. And this is really an opportunity for some community leaders from various aspects of the Asheville community can work with the attendees, the residents, to look at ways to put justice first in the areas of health, of mind and body, in the areas of economic mobility, and environmental and sustainable communities, and public policy. So just getting working with people to say, how do we look at these things that are happening in our community, that are happening all around us, how do we respond to them? And what can we do, within 30 days? What can we do within 6 months? What can we do within a year? And it just not intended to be the complete thing, but just getting folks started into looking at it that way and to being engaged with the community at a higher degree than has been in the past. We'll have that session, get the community leaders involved, there'll be facilitated conversations, get some next steps in place. And then the evening is going to be a really exciting showcase back out on the pavilion stage again, where we'll have the performers. There's going to be a market space. We'll have food trucks with selling some food that's going to be grown in the garden, or actually it was grown in the garden. They harvested it yesterday, so that's going to be extra delicious. Looking forward to that. There'll be activities for kids. We've got the Seeds of Hope Child Care Collective that will be providing structured activities for the young people of all ages. And they do a really great job in terms of providing fun and interactive activities that are based on the social justice themes of the event. So while the adults are doing the work in the design jam, the young folks will be able to do similar sort of work relevant to their age and developmental stage. And then lots of fun things, inflatables out, lots of vendors, and just a really wonderful day of celebrating the community, getting people to be excited about the kinds of things that are happening. The auditorium at the Eddington Center was never renovated when the building was converted to the Eddington Center as it stands now. And the community has wanted that space. And we're now at the stage where we'll be getting ready to start renovations and get back to having these types of arts and culture activities taking place in this neighborhood. So it's a really exciting time.
When and where is the event happening?
It's going to be taking place this Saturday at 1 p.m. is when we'll get started. It goes to 9 p.m. And we will be at the Eddington Center, which is located 133 Livingston Street. And to those who have been in the area for a long time, it's also been known as the Reed Center. So.
After this weekend, if people are interested in supporting this initiative and this campaign moving forward, are there ways for them to plug in?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the best place to start is just by following Southside Rising. You know, there's a website, southsiderising.com. There's a Facebook and Southside Rising hashtags and all of that good social media stuff. But that's the best place to keep abreast of what's happening. You know, we're really intentional how we're doing things. So, you know, I mentioned that there's food this weekend. Well, you know, we're prioritizing residents. So those individuals who live in the Southside community, we're taking care of their meal. So they're going to get a free meal on us that day. And so we're looking really primarily to engage Southside residents to keep them abreast of what we're doing for that particular community. And there are also going to be ways for the greater community at large to support, as we'll be doing some exciting projects to work towards additional renovations and additional programming and additional work in this historic community. I just want to reiterate, I think it's a really great opportunity to showcase a wonderful neighborhood where there's some great people, there's some great things going on. Often when we hear and see, you know, the narratives of communities of color, particularly the Black community here in Asheville, you know, this year's been pretty tough. You know, there've been deaths, there's been trauma, and this is a day, an opportunity to celebrate, come together and join and reconnect with what's sacred, reconnect with ancestry, reconnect with culture and people, and look forward for, you know, what can be done to ensure that the next generation and the generation after that grows up and lives, works, and plays in a healthy community and a healthy environment. So that's what this is all about. If people are interested in supporting that, then we'll see them at Southside Rising.
Well, Asheville FM will definitely be there as well, and we are really looking forward to the event. So thank you so much for talking with me today, Sekou, and thank you for all the work that you do in the community.
Absolutely. Thank you, Emma.